second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live, where I take your calls. I mentioned in passing, there are so many stories today. I finessed somewhere between 8 and 10 lesser developments in relation to Gaza, confirming the genocide and the abuse of the Palestinian people. You'll find on reports for today's show, because they're all included in the links. I'm very pleased to have a return visit here from Layla in Canada. Layla, give us your thoughts for today.
Jim. Actually, I'd like to make an announcement. For those who are claiming that Hamas can be destroyed, it is a terrorist organization. You cannot destroy an idea that is based on moral righteousness and justice. I am a supporter of Hamas. If you want to eliminate and kill Hamas, then come after me. And with regard to my health, I saw a rheumatologist a month ago and my general practitioner. The only disease that I have is mild osteoarthritis. I'm 78 years old. I was born in Bethlehem in the province of Judah, descended from the tribe of Judah. I am the descendant of the true people of the Bible. Before it was destroyed, redacted, and revised by the frauds, the thieves of my identity and that of my ancestors. I can confirm archaeologically and through blood type and DNA that I was there. My ancestors were there 10 to 13,000 years ago. And ironically, I have 40 to 42% Caucasian DNA. So many of those Palestinians that everyone seems to be calling brown people, you have to remember that they're in the sun all the time. A lot of the videos that we're seeing of the Palestinians that are being slaughtered, they're carrying the debris and the dust from all of the buildings that have come down upon them up in rubble. They are exposed to sunlight all day long. They are burned. They are dehydrated. Some of them may have some African blood because they are close to that portion of the world. But in the northern part of the Arabian Peninsula, in the northwest part, there is a huge descendants of Caucasian ancestry because they moved down there during the last glacial maximum. So this idea of making them the other, the black people, the lesser, the Untermenschen that the Jews claim or the Zionists claim, the Germans labeled them as subhuman, making themselves victims. Well, they are subhuman. They are. They labeled themselves because I believe any Holocaust that occurred, any killings of Jews that occurred was done by Zionists in order to create sympathy, like they've done on October the 7th, because their story changed every day. First it was 50, and they drowned out the voices of the Israelis that said it was actually either in crossfire or intentional killing that most of those so-called 1,400 victims were killed. It was done by the Zionists, who have always killed their own people in order to create sympathy for themselves. So recognize this, that the Mossad knows me. They've known me since 1971 when I was in Beirut, and they tried to recruit me to join the PFLP and be a traitor to the Palestinians, but I could not do that. So the Mossad knows me, the local Jewish community knows me, and if I die, you will know that I have been murdered. Because you can check my doctor, as I said, the only disease that I have is mild osteoarthritis. And it is so mild that I can run up and down the stairs at the age of 78. So I am saying my statement, Israel is a fraud. Those people are not entitled. It was created through crooked, nefarious means. They plotted decades in advance. They smuggled in weapons. They smuggled in illegal Yiddishers who claimed to be Jews, and they smuggled in arms and weapons, and they were all terrorists. They murdered Count Folk Bernadotte. Yitzhak Shamir admitted to it. They murdered Lord Moyne, a British lord that was looking over the colonial portion in Cairo. And Yitzhak Shamir also admitted to that. He was the leader of the terrorist gangs. There was the Irgun, the Palmach, the Stern Gang, the Haganah, all of them. They were all terrorists and pronounced terrorists by the British. So I have absolutely no, I was hoping against hope that there was a spirit of humanity within them, that there was some of the true God within their nature. But I believe that those who have orchestrated the story of the Holocaust, to whatever extent it may be true, those who organized that in order to create the catastrophe that would allow them to marshal the sympathy of the pathetic, apathetic people, to allow them to steal my homeland, my identity, my history, and to separate me from all my extended family so that I have lived in isolation. So I challenge you, get off my land, get off, give me back my history, go away. As Helen Thomas said earlier today, one of the shows talked about Helen Thomas. She is of Lebanese descent. Her parents were from Lebanon. She was the first lady of the press conference, or the press, in Canada we call it the press gallery, but the press corps at the White House. She was the number one lady who was allowed to ask the first question. The very last thing she was known for was when somebody asked her, what is your feeling on Israel-Palestine? And she said, it's obvious. Tell the Israelis to go back. And the interviewer, who was obviously a Jew trying to trick her, said, what do you mean go back? He said, tell them to go back to their country. Tell them to get out of Palestine. And she died a couple of years later. Of course, she was 92 years old. And it is claimed that she died of natural causes, possibly. But many people do, and certainly on the Marwan part of my family, the women live into the late 90s or early 100s. Although some on my mother's side have died earlier. But in any case, there is longevity in my family. I'm healthy. If anything happens to me, you will know it is because I support Hamas. It is a just cause. And they are trying to murder innocent, innocent Palestinian children to see what they're doing. The fact that they can do it shows they have no humanity in them. They are Untermenschen Satanists, anyone who would do that. And Blinken, he's the one who's calling the shots. That idiot Biden, whether he's real or not, or whether he's being run on remote control with electrodes, I don't know. But it's Blinken, the Jew, who's calling the shots for the Zionists. And as for Netanyahu, he is so evil. This world, this planet will never be free from Satan until they have lived out their lives to the final end. And God will decide their punishment. But don't ever let anyone say that Hamas is a bunch of terrorists. They are freedom fighters. And they are fighting to liberate a land that was stolen from me as well as others like me. Now, I say that as a Christian. And by the way, Helen Thomas was also the same denomination, Antiochian Greek Orthodox. And they also, the point, anyway, I'm sorry, Jim, do you have any questions or any comments?
Oh, I just want to say, you're spot on across the board. I believe everyone who looks into this is on your side, that we are all Palestinians today. Hamas is a freedom-fighting organization, not terrorists. We recognize that terrorists, they are bombing and killing innocent women and children by the hundreds and thousands every single day. The whole world is aghast. I think two mass illusions have been shattered, Lila. The first, the illusion of Israeli invincibility, was shattered on October 7th. When Hamas was able to conduct an operation and take more territory in a single day than the Ukrainian army had been able to manage in 4 months of their ill-fated counteroffensive. But the other, and even more important, is the illusion of victimhood. No one can any longer consider Jews or the Jewish world to be victims. Your point about the Holocaust, which I have investigated, and it falls apart. It's effortless to dissect the Holocaust if you do any research whatsoever. The very number of 6 million Jews in dire straits is biblical, not historical. There were 236 references to 6 million Jews in dire straits or fear of loss of their life in the international press beginning in 1890 up until before the Nuremberg Tribunal. It was all propaganda. It's derivative from a disputed passage in Leviticus suggesting that the chosen people can return to the promised land only when 6 million have been consumed in the flames. But even that claim is dubious because there was no word in Hebrew for 6 million. It had to be interjected. Plus, we know the International Committee of the Red Cross was keeping copious detailed records on every inmate, their age, their sex, their ethnicity, their religion, and their cause of death. In 1993, they recalibrated their numbers. They ascertained 296,081 had died from all the camps, from all causes combined, none of whom, not one, of whom was put to death in a gas chamber using Zyklon B. So I say, if you have done the research, if you're not a Holocaust denier, then you're a big fat liar. You got it right, Lila. I will be 83. Yes. I will be 83 next month. And I say, based on my life experience, this has been among the most clarifying events in human history to expose the frauds and the charlatans and reveal those who are genuine and truthful. Yours.
Well, Jim, I think there were labor camps. I think every war has always labor camps. I don't think we can dispute that. Did people die in those labor camps? Of course they did, because it was wartime. Everybody, even the civilians, and were deprived of food and health care, and they are jammed together with infectious diseases, much like we're seeing them do in the Gaza Holocaust that they are now creating. That is what they are doing. So I beg you, if I die suddenly, it will be murder.
Lila, we do understand.
My document, I am healthy. I have only mild osteoarthritis. And I challenge any Yiddisher, which is what you are, Yiddishers, who don't even speak legitimate biblical Hebrew. They have aborted that language. They have distorted it and mongrelized it. It is Yiddish, which comes from Old German. They have inserted a lot of the Arabic into it, and they have used the Aramaic alphabet. And when I hear the rabbis try to pronounce biblical Hebrew, my skin crawls. They don't know how to pronounce it. They use the uvular R. They cannot pronounce the intermediate ha. They do not know how to say the ayin, which is crucial in that, in any Semitic language. That's what makes the Semitic language. They simplified, they took Yiddish and simplified it so that all the newcomers from around the world who could bring in money are criminals who are seeking refuge from prosecution that could go to Israel. So they are fraud. They stole that country. The United Nations General Assembly voted in terms of being bribed, threatened, blackmailed with the lives of their children. Lester Pearson, who was a Canadian, who was a communist, identified by Elizabeth Bentley, the Red Spy Queen, she identified him as a communist when he was an attaché to the embassy in Washington, D.C. And there's just so much corruption there. And the UN Special Committee on Palestine, in there they planted a man named Ayman Rand, who was a student of Felix Frankfurter, who was the secret voice of Louis Brandeis while they were taking over control of the U.S. government. Now, according to Mike Gaddy, who I think has a wonderful, I listened to his show from October 27th. It was excellent. But Mike Gaddy, when I asked the question, he said that it goes back to the inception, to the beginning, which is what I have often said in my comments, that the Zionists, the Satanists took over the U.S. government. I thought it was likely, it was provable easily, after World War II or during World War II or after World War I. But according to my daddy, it is, as I've often suspected, from its inception with the first Jewish community in Rhode Island, where Washington was seduced by them because he was susceptible to flattery and vanity. Washington may have been a hero, but he was a man with the frailty of vanity. He continued to have all his clothing tailor-made in England, all the while he was supposedly fighting for freedom from England. So, America, look at your history. Be realistic about your leaders. Jefferson was a man of integrity. I believe that without a doubt. And there were many good men. John Adams, there were many good men around him. But there were a lot of people. Alexander Hamilton, absolutely corrupt. Even to a simple university student doing reading on her own, I could recognize that he was corrupting the intentions of the founding fathers. And he was the tool of the Zionists. Lincoln, absolutely a Zionist stooge. I'm sorry, I said enough. I'll leave it up to
the listeners. It's wonderful, especially in this period of strife and travail for the slaughter of Palestinians, who are the bona fide descendants.
The Holocaust of Palestinians, the Holocaust of Gaza.
Yes. I would tend to date the Zionist takeover from the founding of the Federal Reserve, and that became the problem. The Jews have been expelled from over 100 countries. The only times in which they have succeeded is when they were not allowed to enter into finance or law. They were kept basically out of politics. And as I've emphasized before, no dual citizen should be in a policy-shaping or decision-making position in the United States, because you cannot know that their loyalty to the other state does not outweigh their loyalty to the United States. We're now seeing the consequences, where America has been used as a sacrificial lamb to benefit Israel. They don't care about us at all.
Jim, to tell you that my husband, who was born in Chippewa County, was so proud and loved his country so deeply that he never, after having lived in Canada for 35 to 40 years, he never took out Canadian citizenship. He always kept his U.S. citizenship. As for me, I had the opportunity. A man in New Orleans, an oil rig owner, an oil company owner, was friends with Ronald Reagan. He said, "You've been here 5 years. I can get you U.S. citizenship right away." I said, "I can't, because my family is in Canada. I have to go back to Canada." And Canadians are very biased against Americans. Canadians have the delusion that they are morally and culturally superior to Americans. And besides, Canada still belongs to Britain, England. It is called the Dominion of Canada. And Dominus, as you know, dominium means ownership. So we are owned lock, stock, and barrel by not the monarchy, which may in fact be the center of the financial world in that city of London. But I would not risk that, even though I wanted desperately to be an American citizen. All I ever had was permanent resident status, even while I worked there, and I loved America. When they say, some have said, "Make America great again." When was America great? I have news for you. I saw a great America. America was great from the 50s up until around the 80s, the mid-80s, is where I'm in. Possibly up until the 90s, I don't know. Those of you who have lived there the whole time. But I know I went to high school in Miami, and I loved the school there. I loved every experience I had in the U.S. If not for the U.S., I would never have had a career. As a Palestinian, I was locked out of getting into TV news. They would never have allowed me to be a reporter or a TV anchor. But in the U.S., no problem. I could choose from two or three job offers at a time. That's how open and wonderful that country is, or was. God restore you. Make America great again.
I love your calls. Your calls are an inspiration to us all. I can't thank you enough. We are all Palestinians now. Thank you, Leila.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for?
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Pick it up with Joshua in New York. Joshua, join the conversation.
Hey, so one thing, you were talking right before the nice lady came on before. You were talking something about, I think you were saying, like, were you leading up to the fact that people were having, like, their senses controlled or manipulated?
Well, the graphene oxide, if that's what you're talking about, allows that to happen, yeah. You can you can have electronic interference with, you know, it creates a brain.
Like electronic. Make it look like a hologram, like something's there that's not. Or maybe you feel something that's not because your neurons, right?
Well, they can manipulate your feelings, and I have no doubt they could manipulate your vision as well.
Maybe your feeling, right? Your touch, like your
brain
body temperature.
Stem. Yeah.
Like your body temperature
you
and all that?
Joshua. Go ahead.
Okay, so no, that's just, I have a theory. The other thing is that I'm about ready to head on down there to New York City and then to Washington, D.C. What do you think about that? Because these media people need to be dealt with, don't you think so? Same with the politicians?
Yeah. Well, they ought to be reporting a little more accurately what's going on, Joshua.
Legitimately, nobody on the planet can challenge. I know what's going on in the world on, like, every single field that matters whatsoever, whether it's war, medical, science, culture, it doesn't really matter. Well, I'd say agriculture, but religion, philosophy, like, every single thing that matters, law. So I'm going to be heading down there because I'm a target individual, And we all know target individuals by now. A lot of people are target individuals. A lot of people that are in those camps that are moving around in RVs are target individuals, but a lot of them are perpetrators, people that were bad people that were targeting targeted individuals, and now they're on the run. And they're all together in a way, so to speak, because they're all douchebags. But I'm a target individual and have been for a very long time. And I'm already done because I'm living up here in New York, upstate New York. I have been all my life. And now I'm coming down to, because I already, nobody can challenge me. There's no cops, nobody, no judges. Supreme Court Chief Justice Kavanaugh should be Chief Justice. He was going to be. And then, if I'm not mistaken, they were going to assassinate him probably in like 2008 or something, roughly, and then have John Turley take. So the point is, like, if any of the stuff that I have is theorized is real, nobody can stop me, and this all matters, and they can't change things up, and I am sick and tired of the world and the way that it is, and I have all the power. Knowledge is power, right, Jim Fetzer?
Well, Joshua, I'm not sure.
Is knowledge
I'm
power,
not sure.
Yes or no? Is knowledge,
knowledge
power?
Of course, yes.
Yes. No?
I mean, that's a well-known
so if I know what they're going to do before they do it, and if I have all the solutions and everything, it's over. Nobody's challenging me. So I'm letting you and everybody else know I am coming down to New York City. I am handling CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, and anyone else. And then I'm going to Washington, D.C. And I'm handling all these people. Call me
Joshua.
Your
comments raise many questions. I'm not going to raise them. I'm only going to wish you well in your quest. I wish you good luck in this venture. Much success, Joshua. Okay. Hey, Dave in Massachusetts, join us, Dave.
Hi, Dr. Director Fetzer. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, Dave. We got it's a little faint, but that's okay. We can hear you well enough.
Well, yeah, maybe this is a little better. Listen, Director Fetzer, I would like to level an accusation on your show, if I may. And I'm leveling this accusation against Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu. And
yes.
I'm accusing Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. I'm accusing him of staging a false flag, Jesse Smollett. Remember Jesse Smollett? I'm accusing him of staging a Jesse Smollett attack on October 5th. October 7th. I meant to say October 7th on this mother of all October surprises. Netanyahu staged a Jesse Smollett false flag attack. And to refresh the audience's memory, Jesse Smollett was the man out in Chicago that he staged an attack upon himself so that he could blame white men, white Trump supporters, white men that supported Trump. But he staged the attack upon himself to blame white Trump supporters.
Dave, take a break. We'll continue, and you can complete your thoughts on the other side of the break. Stand by. We'll be right back with Dave from Massachusetts.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Dave from Mass, listen, yeah, I think we all agree Netanyahu is a monster and it was a false flag. He let it happen. There's no doubt about that. I think we all agree with you, Dave. Finish your thoughts, please.
You recall the Jussie Smollett case, direct defense, right?
Of course. Yeah, sure. I published about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, the Mossad's credo is by way of deception, thou shalt make law. Now, listen, that was a top secret operation by Mossad, and here's the proof, direct defense. If it was really a ragtag band of Hamas terrorists that staged that attack, that's solely responsible for attack, some of the intelligence services would have become aware of it, especially even Egyptian intelligence. But, MI6, the CIA, our naval intelligence, all our possible intelligence agencies, they wouldn't have been able to keep that a secret. But the reason it was kept secret was it was kept secret by the Mossad. They kept it secret. Otherwise, the World Intelligence Agency would have been aware. We had satellites, we have drones.
Dave,
that was a top secret, Justin Smollett-type false flag attack by none other than the Mossad. And remember, by way of deception, thou shalt make law.
Dave, your points are impeccable, and it appears the U.S. was in on it too. A final thought, Dave. A final thought today.
My final thought is I love Layla just as you do. She's a treasure, and next time she calls in, I would like her to comment on a wonderful man that I met over in Harvard University a few years ago at St. Paul's Catholic Church. And maybe you've heard of it, Director Setsa. Archbishop Elias Shakur. He's the Archbishop, the Galilean Archbishop of the Greek Melkite Orthodox Church, the original Galilean Church. His name is Elias Shakur. He wrote a wonderful book entitled Blood Brothers. And I wonder if Layla could give me her thoughts on Elias Shakur. I'm sure she's familiar.
Very good.
With him.
Very good. Very good, David. Thank you. Thank you so much. I think you're spot on. Andy in Texas. Andy, join the conversation.
Well, hey, thanks, Jim. I appreciate taking my call. Hey, so earlier before we hit the break and you started taking calls, you were talking about that they actually literally found graphene oxide in these vaccines?
Oh, yeah. I've known that for a long time, yeah. And I did some research I published about a long time ago, yes. Answer, yes.
Okay, so then we got this contradictory here because, you know, Rents has this Erica Kahn on there who happens to be... a scientist in their own right or whatnot. And these guys are saying it's nothing but a spike protein. It's a protein that your body doesn't make. It's a protein that your body can't handle. But nonetheless, it's a spike protein. So does the spike protein and graphene oxide, do they correlate together?
No. We're talking about separate. There's a whole bunch of horrendous stuff in there. I mean, it's just monstrous. Some scientists in Spain took it apart. I had a whole show with just all these slides of the different weird stuff they found in there, including graphene oxide. But that's separate and apart from spike protein, and it's separate.
Okay. And then so the second thing I wanted to bring up, so I was watching Richie from Boston this morning, and he was down in Miami, Florida, and he sees a billboard that says, Hamas is your problem too. Jewish.org.
Well, that's what they're trying to imply, but yeah, go ahead.
No. I mean, does that mean anything? Because, I mean, sooner or later, in order to get us fully engulfed in this war over there with Iran and whatnot, the Hezbollah has got to be, somebody in our country has to do something stupid to us. I mean, just like they did 9/11, just like they did everything, Pearl Harbor, blah, blah, blah. You name it.
Yeah.
They got to do something to get us all excited about war. So do you think that's coming?
Yeah. A false flag right here in the U.S., for example, blamed on Hamas. Absolutely. I think you're right on it, Andy. I think you see it coming. And there you have a billboard from a Jewish group. They're trying to, keep their hold on America so we won't recognize the monsters that Israel, that Bibi and the rest of the Israelis have become. Good point, Sandy. A final thought?
Well, my final thought is you have a great day, sir. Talk to you later.
I appreciate it, Andy. Great call. Thank you. Peter in California, welcome back. Peter.
Yeah, hi. Hi, James. I just wanted to, first I want to say something that's going to piss off Layla. It's a people without land for land without people.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean, she must go insane when she hears that. But nevertheless, I want to go further and say that they're taking over our land too, and they're displacing us like we're displacing, like they're displacing the Palestinians. They've taken over every institution from the Federal Reserve to the they own all the biggest owners for both the Democrats and the Republicans. And those are the ones that we know of. The ones that we don't know of, I'm sure there are even more. And they own the entire media. They control the universities. They control everything. And what are they doing? They're waging war on us. They're CRT, critical race theory. White people are evil. That's how 2% of the population can control. Everybody else is setting them off against us, among other things. But they're trying to ethnic cleanse us. We're not allowed to hold office. We're the first ones, the last ones hired, the first ones laid off. We're the last ones to be admitted to schools. This goes on and on. So the same sort of marginalization that the Palestinians have gone through, much, much worse, of course, but they're doing it here. They're doing it here. It's amazing that they did it in Yeretz Israel when there's a rough equality in population, 7 million Jews versus 7 million Palestinians, both if you include West Bank and Gaza, but here they're doing it with 2% versus
I think it's actually 1.6, but you're right. It's 2% or less of the population is controlling so much of the country and its key operations. I agree 100%.
And you look around the world when we had the world by the nuts in 1945 and through the 50s. We outproduced the rest of the world put together. Just a font of power and innovation. And intellectual power as well. And look where we've come. And the reason why that is, Jim, is because the Jews took over all our levers of power, every single institution from Department of Homeland Security, Department of Justice, to the Supreme Court, pretty much, three or four of them are Jews, to owning the presidency, owning Congress and the state legislatures. But what we've been doing is, for the last 50 years, the United States, both certainly in foreign policy, has not been following American interests at all. It's been following Jewish and Israeli interests. Look where we focused up military power. And even in the United States, how can you say that our domestic policy is to serve the interests of the people of the United States when they've demonized 60% of the population, just to start out with.
Yes. And then, of course, pouring in all these migrants, these millions of illegals coming in, Peter, is making the situation overwhelmingly worse.
It's part of the problem. Listen, where would they be without the Great Replacement? They're behind that. Without the Great Reset? They're behind that, the banks. All these wars, Lebanon, Syria, Libya, Iraq, Yemen, all these wars and all these millions of refugees that they flooded into Europe and the United States. So with open borders, they don't have open borders, but they sure make sure that we have them. On and on. And nothing is in the interest of the American people. It's all in the interest of the Jews.
I'm sorry to say you got it right, Peter. I'm really sorry to say. Your final thought?
No, that's it, James. That's it.
One more
thing.
I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it, Peter.
All the videos coming out of Gaza of these tough, hard and tough guys who have been abused all their lives, these Hamas fighters, taking on tanks with, explosives in a hand place and so on. You notice in all those, and I've talked about this before, in all those pictures, you never see Israeli infantry at the point of the spear, do you? There's nowhere to be found.
That's a great point. They got to get up within 50 feet of those Israeli tanks in order to take them out, and that defeats the kind of sensors they have. They're showing great courage. They're putting up a valiant fight. And even if they go down, this will make a difference to world history. And I expect there's going to be big, big changes are going to take place here in short order, Peter. Thank you for an excellent, excellent call. Miles in Maine. Miles, welcome back.
Yes. Well, originally I didn't ever want to call this show again after our last interaction there. But when I heard Layla call in, and I know Layla's something special to you, but I would like to correct this record, especially when it comes to one of the founding fathers, particularly George Washington. She's absolutely incorrect. George Washington, in his inaugural address, stated for the first time, I'm wearing a suit, I'm wearing a wardrobe made of all U.S. materials. So I don't know where she got that from. I couldn't imagine. Layla makes good calls. She's a knowledgeable person. But, you know, in this instance, that's absolutely correct. And I don't know if it's the fact that she's from another country and called in and doesn't quite, isn't up aware
Miles,
of American
yeah.
history. Yeah, but George
Miles,
Washington...
I think it's a nice correction, which you've made. Give us further thoughts of yours, Miles.
Yeah, so all you got to do is look at his inaugural address. But, you know, a couple other things here. You know, Reese from New York was an outstanding intellectual, you know, historian background caller. And, you know, he should be on here calling and talking. And I think, I don't know if he did or not, but I think he thinks you banned him from calling in your show. But,
I have not banned him, Miles. But he talks over everyone, and he never gets to the point. Now, if he just get to the point, Zeb, telling us how important he is and how much he knows, I'd be glad to have him on. I began with a lot of enthusiasm for Reese, but he wore out his welcome. I have not banned him. And if he came yes. back and conducted himself as other guests do, I would be glad. So,
well,
you know.
I think guys like Reese and you could have a tremendous conversation. And, you know, there's guys that talk around all here in circles all the time, like your caller from Massachusetts. He'll go 50 ways through a month to get to something. I could say in a minute
okay,
and 30
don't
seconds.
Don't overdo it. Look, if Reese wants to call in and give it another shot, it's okay with me, okay? You can share that with him if you like. Give me a final.
I'm just saying, because I think you and him would have an outstanding conversation, honestly.
Miles, we start off on very good terms. He even called me independent of the show. We had good conversations. I bear no malice to Reese. It's a way he conducts himself on the show that has been a problem. If he'll just yeah. get to the point, that would make a huge difference. Don't give us yeah. a preface about your authority and your expertise. Just tell us your thoughts. That's all I ask, Miles.
Yeah, and I see that. I think you guys together could put on your own doggone show. But I would like to see more of this stuff because, of course, you are who you are. That's a fact. You know, that's entrenched. And then these other people that have good points, and I think you guys correspond well. I'd like to hear more. But anyway, thanks for taking my call, and have a great show.
Sure, Miles. I'm glad you called back, Miles. Good for you. Brent yes, in Texas. Brent, join the conversation.
Yes, sir. I have a short comment, and then I have a question for you.
Sure.
My heart goes out to that young Palestinian lady.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you for mentioning British intelligence.
Yeah.
The question... I recollect an organization called the PLO, sure. Palestinian Liberation Organization.
Sure.
I think it was originally the Palestinian Liberation Army run by a man named Arafat.
Yeah. Yes,
and,
sir. Yeah, good man.
And it's obvious Hamas has failed at protecting the Palestinian people. But under Moshe Dayan, I think something happened, and I just wanted to know what insight you have into how the PLA were supplanted by Hamas. That's
all I had.
If you have any of that, then I'll just hang up and get off the line so somebody else can call.
Well, Brett, you're okay. You're the last caller right now. You can hang on. Look, it was the Israelis who found that Yasser was too tough. They couldn't manipulate him. He had too much loyalty for the Palestinians. They wanted to weaken him by creating a division. It was the Israelis who founded Hamas. Now, Hamas, in my opinion, has outgrown their origins and have been very much acting on behalf of the Palestinian people in Gaza especially. But it was originally to be an alternative to Yasser, and then they took Yasser out. Stick around. Okay. We'll be right back. Thank you very much.
Days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find a change of mind and open up the doors.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To learn more about this amazing breakthrough, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people.
Well, Reese, I see you're standing by, but look, Lila is also called back, and she has the right to respond to Miles, so I'm going to take Lila first. Plus, you and I may have more to talk about than time remains. Why don't you call in early tomorrow on the show?
Hi, Lila. I just wanted to respond. I've read many books on Washington, but I believe it was the biography written by Ron Chernow, C-H-E-R-N-O-W, as the now, Chernow.
Yeah.
He said that the reason they knew that Washington was 6 feet tall was by the measurements taken by his London tailor. Not only did Washington take pride in his own clothing, he even used to order clothing from London, tailored for his black slaves that worked immediately in his proximity in his house. So he took great pride in his appearance.
But George Washington was an older guy when he was inaugurated. I mean, he could have turned to, you know, American tailors by that point in time.
According to this and other biographies, is that he also envied his older brother, his half-brother, who was an officer in the British Army. And remember, when Washington fought in the Indian Wars, he was fighting on behalf of the British. So he started
Lila. Take a look at Washington's inaugural address and see if there's something there about him now using American tailors. We can pursue this, but it seems
to be a crucial question. He was always very proud of making sure that his slaves also were well-dressed and the best fabric. That's why the British supported the South, because they wanted the best fabrics. But they also had the best fabrics and the best tailors. And Washington took pride in his appearance, and he even made sure his slaves had the best quality clothing.
Hey, I've been to London 7 times, Lila, and on one of those visits, I had 3 sports coats made, you know, of Harris tweed by a London tailor. I mean, it's the only time I ever had any custom-made clothing in my life, but London is famous for the quality of its tailors and clothing.
They always have been the best tailors. And I would imagine, and that in the early years, the fabrics in America were not the highest quality yet. And as the first president, he had a duty to present himself in a dignified manner. So he wanted the best quality tailoring, the best quality fabrics, and even his black slaves were treated to the best quality clothing.
So it was
not a matter of treachery. It was a matter of representing the United States in the most dignified manner possible.
Miles made a very specific claim about George Washington's inaugural address. We ought to check it out. I'll pick you up tomorrow. Sorry, get you today. Meanwhile, spend as much time as you can with your family, friend, the people you love and care about. Do not know how much time we have left.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.